We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We should point out that you and I, the very second that we found out Kyrie Irving demanded a trade, and Spano, I shouldn't throw Spano out of this, we maybe threw some money on the Lakers to win the NBA Finals.
At plus 4,000. Excuse me.
I'm hearing Vicari did the same thing, by the way.
Did Vicari get in?
Yeah, but I don't think at plus 4,000.
I don't know. I've got
so we put this in about 3 hours ago?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. It was like right at 2 o'clock.
It was right at 2 o'clock because we just saw the tweet from Woj that Kyrie has requested a trade. So I'm like, let's check out these future odds, you know? And they're plus 4,000.
Yep.
So I'm like, let's throw a few bones down. We all did. Mm-hmm. And now the odds are plus 3,000.
Yeah.
I like that.
And they went, and by the way, that they went from plus 4,100 to plus 4,000 to plus 3,500 to plus 3,000. Like,
and by the way, I have no intentions of the Lakers winning the championship.
Nope. I just need the trade to happen.
I need the trade to happen, and I need the Lakers to like win a series.
I think if you get
and we get a cash out.
I think if you get to the end of the season and the Lakers have made the trade and they're like the fourth seed.
That'll be tough, but it could be.
They're a top six seed.
The West is like wide open.
Yeah.
In the middle.
I will actually say the thing that I really like about the NBA right now, and that this might disturb, is that there really aren't any super teams. Like, the Warriors are like the super
team. This year, anybody could win.
Yeah, well, and
the Warriors are a super team, but they're not that good.
Well, and last
they've
year...
They've lost their superpowers.
They've lost their superpowers. The Monstars came for them. The most you have in any given market right now is two superstars.
Like, the favorites to win the title right now are Boston and the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
But Boston significantly... higher at plus 290, the Bucks are plus 600.
If LeBron won an NBA title, so that's number five. If he won number five the same year that he broke Kareem's scoring record, that kind of feels like, for anybody on the fence, that feels like the kind of thing within a six-month span that could break the camel's back in the never-ending and somewhat tedious conversation about MJ or LeBron.
By the way, you guys brought this up to me before the show.
BT Dubs.
So LeBron's probably going to break this record against the Thunder, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
And Keith, how much did this tickets go for?
Well, there's a story going around yesterday.
Okay.
I don't know which ticket site it was on, but they said the most expensive ticket was expected to go for like $92,000.
That's insane. That's got to be like the best courtside seat.
It's just F you money.
So pretty much what that person did was, well, I'd like to see the record, but I'm going to put this out there for $92,000 because not only, I mean, that pretty much should pay for courtside tickets to the Thunder, not just this year, but for the next 2 years. Because I'm guaranteeing you there's no way courtside tickets for the Thunder cost that much right now.
You'd be surprised.
Even for a tanking NBA franchise?
I'm just telling you, I've got friends here in Cleveland who even remember when the Cavs were bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't forget it.
You can't forget it. I mean, their bill for the year, I mean, for courtside was like $150,000.
Good Lord.
Now, these people, they're
doing okay.
They're wealthy people.
They're doing all right.
They're doing all right.
Congrats on all their success.
That's right.
One, I don't think I would even want to sit courtside.
Oh, I love sitting courtside.
Who was Jason Day, right?
Have you sat courtside before?
I have not at an NBA game.
Okay.
It's
a different deal when you go to an NBA game and sit courtside because those guys are just freaks.
Well, I can't get the Jason Day thing that happened when LeBron flew in and damn near took out his pregnant wife.
His wife, yeah.
Like, I can't get that out of my head. Because as a reasonably large human being, I feel like I could take a hit and be okay. Not in an NBA game. Not if LeBron or Steven Adams comes flying at me and I'm sitting right on the baseline, I'm dead. All right? I'm already not in great health. I'm already trying to work back to being in really good health. I don't need Steven Adams running my fat ass over. Be curtains.
That's true.
But $92,000. Is that...
That's insane.
And even these ones, I'm looking right now, actually on a ticket website.
What's the get-in price, Keith?
Some court... you get some tickets for like high 200s right now.
That's really not bad.
For nosebleeds.
I'd pay that to see that. Even nosebleeds.
They're not necessarily courtside, but I'm talking like within the first 10 rows back on the floor there. I've seen some upwards of $15,000. A lot of them are anywhere from $2,000 to $15,000.
That, and here's the thing. It's worth it. Like, I don't have the money to do it, but
If you were like a billionaire, or not even a billionaire, but like you had FU money.
You had more money than you and me.
Right, combined.
Tripled, quadrupled.
How do you say 10 times?
Deca
ten
something?
10 times.
times
10.
Yeah.
Times
10? Carry the two.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you got FU money, like you can spend 92 grand for a courtside seat to see the history, right?
Well, I just think it's different for me because I'm a LeBron fan.
Yeah.
And I was not a fan the first time he left for obvious reasons. When he left this time, it was for the best sports years I've ever had in my life. So I just said, all right, he's going to the team that I might hate most on the planet, but I will root for him. So as a LeBron fan, I think this might be like tops on the bucket list of things I'd like to see. And by the way, it chaps my ass that he's doing it in LA. It kind of breaks my heart as a Cavs fan that he's doing it for an organization that I hate that has literally every other cool accolade there is. Oh, most NBA titles will take that. Oh, you've seen Wilt Chamberlain and Jerry West and Magic and Kareem and Shaq and Kobe. And a bunch of other great NBA, James Worthy, and great all-time NBA players. And now my favorite player, the guy who was best on my team ever, he's now going to break the scoring record wearing that insidious purple and yellow.
What's the most you would pay to go to a sporting event?
Meaning?
Like with I mean, we're just average Joes, right? So, like, how much would you spend? You spend no money on anything.
That's true. The most I would spend.
No, for you and Ness. Or you and a buddy. You and me. How about you and me?
That's different. You should go back to you and Ness. Me and Ness.
You and Ness.
Because I'd just sucker you into trying and paying it. Or just try and sucker you into paying it.
Hey, put on your card. I'll get you back.
Yeah, I'll get you back eventually. Can you make payments?
I'll Venmo you.
10 low payments of $100. The most, 500 pop.
500, okay. Yeah, I was going to say like 1,000.
But it'd have to be something like this. It'd have to be something you, like, it's not just.
I'm trying to think. I went to the national championship for the Buckeyes, the one they won back in 14. I think those tickets were like $600.
Yeah, that's okay. Like for something like
that. That was face value too.
And like, by the way, I was going to say, well, the Browns Super Bowl, you're not getting in for $600.
You're not getting in for $6,000.
$6,000. But like Browns AFC title game at home, that's probably the most I'd pay. Or you know what? If I didn't have to work, game 7 of the World Series or decisive game for the Cleveland Guardians, where I was certain that they were going to win the first World Series since 48. You might, in a moment of desperation, if things were really flush in my household, maybe $1,000. But it would have to be, we're talking sealed deal. That's where that's the kind of water we have to be in for me to like put up even that much money.
And that's a lot. By the way, the cheapest tickets for Super Bowl 57 are $4,600.
And here's the thing about that. The environment sucks.
Oh, also, with the fees, it's $6,200.
The environment sucks. Like, you can't even go, like, beers are probably $50 a pop.
Probably not 50, but I bet they're 30.
Oh, they're up there. It's just, it's highway robbery. And it's not
like.
And
you know what? You've just spent $6,000 to get in the game. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, it's $30 for a beer.
Oh, by the way, yeah. $6,000 a pop.
Yeah, so 12 grand.
If you're lucky, with one person, and that person happens to be your spouse, but I don't know. I think I'd
rather.
Do
you realize how expensive the Browns Super Bowl tickets would be?
Yes.
Like, if the Browns were in the Super Bowl, the get-in price would be eight grand.
Yeah.
Because the demand
for crappy tickets,
for just nosebleeds.
And can I say something? I wish they would do a better job of lumping fan bases together.
What do you mean?
Well, because they just kind of sell every ticket individually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So not having sections of the stadium.
I think that would help with the ambiance of that situation.
The sad part about the Super Bowl is that most of the fans that are there aren't even fans of the teams that are playing.
They're just corporate D-bags who just have the money. To them, it's just
a party.
It's like owning a Mustang. It's something to say. It's like owning, well, okay, for most of them, it's like owning a baseball team, or it's like owning something where you can show.
You and I can own a Mustang.
All right, what's a really, Aston Martin. Is that good enough?
It's a good car.
It's like a really nice car.
A really nice car? Like a Bugatti.
All right. It's like owning a Bugatti. You just own it to say that you own it. You don't really give a damn about the thing.
Probably never drive it.
And oh, by the way, when you do, you don't know how to drive it.
They're pretty easy to drive these days.
Yeah, rich people are pretty stupid. No, I'm just kidding. Bruce, or Bryce. Sorry about that, Bryce. Welcome to the show.
Bryce, what's up, man?
Hey, I am pretty cheap when it comes to sporting events, but the Guardians playoff tickets, that was the first time I spent over $300 on tickets for anything this year, and I don't regret it at all. But the only thing that I would have, the one ticket that I would to this day, doesn't matter how much it'll cost, it'll be when the Browns clinch the division, have their first home playoff game at First Energy.
So a home playoff game. Okay. That's interesting.
216-578-0092. So the tickets for, and by the way, it's not even a guaranteed thing that LeBron is going to break the record.
This is how we got on this topic because LeBron.
And it's going to be Tuesday that people are speculating could be the day.
Right.
Because they think he's got like just over 60 points to go to break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. And tickets are going as high as $92,000. What is the sporting event or what is the venue? What is the thing that you would pay that much to see? Because honestly, $92,000, like, it would have to be Big Daddy won the $700 million tomorrow night. And by the way, I wouldn't get in time to put $92,000 down. But it'd have to be something like that. I would have to have.
But the lottery doesn't pay out instantly?
It does not.
Is it not tax-free?
It's not tax-free. They don't just hand it to you in a bag.
I want a bag.
Yeah, I just wanted. Could you? Maybe that's part of it. Say, all right, now they've got this. You can take your money, but can you just give it to me in a big bag? And they're like, sir, just ask your bank. All right, we're the lottery. We'll give you the check.
Give the check. Chase will give you the bag.
Man, I don't think it's. Is there any way it's worth 92? Because really, it's
courtside.
It's kind of a hedge too.
I've actually seen tickets now that I'm on a different ticket website. Some courtside seats are listed for 100.
Good 100, God,
100 G's.
And there's several in that 25 to 45 range, and there's a couple that are few courtside $100,000.
Who has people out there? Do you have the money to do this? And what did you do to do it? It doesn't involve selling the soul, because I got one of those and I've used it up about as well as I possibly can at this point. 216-578-0092. What sporting event would you pay out the wazoo, like people are apparently willing to pay for this, for tickets to see maybe LeBron break Kareem's scoring record? We're talking about the $92,000, now upwards of $100,000 for tickets to the Tuesday game to potentially see LeBron break Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. And I think the factor, by the way, it is in L.A., which kind of also helps this a little bit. If this was in Oklahoma City, I don't think this is going to be 100,000. However, maybe it's only 75,000. There is a conspiracy theorist part of me, part of my brain, that says LeBron's not going to break it against OKC.
So, how many does he need? 63?
He needs just over 60.
63?
Yeah, 63. All right.
By the way, they play the Pelicans tomorrow. Then this game we're talking about, it's Tuesday night against the Thunder. And then they've got the Bucks. As you mentioned before the show, they got the Bucks next Thursday night.
That's why. I think he's not.
So
I think he's not going to try to break it against the Thunder.
I think there's a possibility that LeBron tries to get it in one game.
63 in one game?
Yeah.
I don't,
well, at his age, he could do it.
He could do it. But, well, AD's playing, though, right now.
They would just need, AD would need to be like, all right, bro, we got you. Like, we don't care about this win. We'll get the win, but, you know, we want to get you to 63 in one game.
One of...
That'd be an all-time great thing.
One of AD's 97 ailments would have to act up for, and AD not be on the court. It would basically just be five creative players or five Austin Reeves, who is a gritty gym rat, to playing with LeBron. And just space the court enough that he can just jack up stupid shots.
What do you think the conversations are like between LeBron and Austin Reeves?
I think he carries LeBron's bags. I think it's yes, sir, no, sir. And I think every week it's in Austin Reeves' contract that he has to go up to LeBron and say, thank you for allowing me to share the court with you. Or thank you for allowing the Lakers to sign me. I think that's what it's got to be like. But I think he's going to... LeBron is such a guy who cares so much about vintage moments, right? They won the title. And I've always said, Cleveland, this is for you, was never for us. That was for Nike. That was for every advertising campaign. It was his clutching the Larry O'Brien trophy moment. That's what that was about. It literally had nothing to... Winning the title was about Cleveland. Everything else was about marketing and making LeBron, continuing to be the biggest star in the world. I think there's nothing bigger than LeBron playing Giannis, the best player in the basketball world right now. He had like 57 last night.
So then why doesn't LeBron take a night off?
Because then he'd have to score 30 points a night, 32 one night.
But what if he scores... They play what, tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Scores 42 tomorrow night.
Yep. Then you take off the Thunder game. Load management, baby. Right? Like, if you're LeBron and you're thinking about this...
Can you imagine if LeBron... He won't do it. It's a home game. And people have spent $92,000 for tickets. He'll play.
It'd be the greatest troll ever. But maybe he plays.
It would be. But what if he goes out there and scores like 16?
I can't put it past him.
You know, he's taking 50 shots at night.
No, I think it's the Giannis game. I think LeBron thinks like this, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to think like this. I'm just saying LeBron thinks like this. And LeBron's like, I could beat it going up against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I could just be a really good teammate Tuesday night and rack up about 75 assists. And maybe I break the record with... And there's some symmetry there. The Bucks were Kareem's first team. So you're taking Kareem's last team, the team that he won the most titles with, and beating the team that Kareem started with in Staples Center, and you're beating the best player on the planet right now, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
I don't know
that it matters, man. I think to LeBron, he just wants to get this over with. I mean, get the record, get it done with.
I think that's what LeBron will say.
Yeah,
I think he's a really smart dude. And I would say conniving. But whatever a good version of conniving is, I'll put it out there. I think he's that. I think he understands.
He's the good version of conniving.
Yes, whatever any thesauruses out there want to get at me, at Nick Wilson says, whatever the good version of conniving is, I think he's calculating. No, I just still think that's not great.
No, that's actually better.
I think he's very calculating, and I think he would understand. Can you imagine if he passes up? Let's say he's got a three to win the game against OKC on Tuesday.
Passes it to Russell Westbrook.
Passes it to Westbrook. And that three would have put him over the hump, And that happens, you know, that happens to be the shot that could have gotten him over the hump against the Thunder.
I think he would like that because, you know, so that game's Tuesday, the Bucks game's Thursday. Is it in Milwaukee or in Los Angeles?
Both. Both games next week are in LA.
Okay.
This weekend.
So Giannis
in
Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what, a TNT game?
Oh, it's got to be.
Thursday?
I haven't even looked at it, but I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah. If he's 3 points short, he'll pass.
Pass the ball. Joe, welcome to the show, buddy. Real quick, what you got for us?
Joe.
Oh, hey, Hey, what's going on? So I was just going to kind of touch on the fact that I've worked in banking for about a decade. And
congrats.
Just sometimes the amount of people that I see, the amount of money, it can just be absolutely absurd.
What's the most amount of money you've ever seen, Joe? Like on a bank slip or on somebody's account?
Probably in the ballpark of $20 million.
Good God.
And this is just the Cleveland area, you know, where it's probably a less generally wealthy area of the country compared to, you know, L.A. and some other places. And this is just retail level banking. So, like, I happen to see this, you know, sometimes just dealing with regular, I guess, wealthy people, you know, people with a lot of money. They have personal private bankers who deal with most of their stuff to where we don't even see it. So, you know, it's hard to imagine for most of us, I think, but there's just so many people with so much money out there that I can see why ticket prices are getting this high.
Can you remember any of their pins or can you remember any of their like addresses that I could maybe show up at their house and ask them for money?
Great people to send a wedding invitation to. Maybe they'll just send a complimentary gift, you know?
Ooh, that's actually a really smart move. I have a friend that just got married, and he said that there were invitations they sent out just so they knew to wealthy friends that they knew they were going to get a nice little gift from because they weren't going to come. Joe, we appreciate it.
Yep, thanks.
When I first moved home after my oldest daughter was born, and I had kind of left radio for like a year period, and I had an interview at a bank where I was going
to
be like
what?
A teller.
Teller. Okay.
I was going to be like a teller.
Right.
And I remember thinking to myself, you are going to be so depressed every day looking
at everybody's other people's money. Balances.
Because it's only going to take one. It's only going to take one $20 million bank account.
You're like, 800 bucks.
And by the way, if you've got one.
$200.
$2
million.
If you've got one $20 million account, you know they've got more accounts.
Oh, somewhere else.
You click. Oh, it's another 20. Oh, it's a different account.
Oh, you've got $20 million in your checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, screw you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.